what he's saying to each and every one of us, even when it comes to sin. Things that so far have withstood your best mortification efforts. Things that have been in your flesh, things you have dealt, and it could be physical, it could be emotional, it could be all kinds of things. He's saying, what has been is not what shall be. Just because you have failed, maybe even up until now, and maybe you've had periods where you'd lapse back into it, he says, don't become hopeless. Don't think that it's going to always be that way. It is not going to be always be that way. Well, that applies to you, whatever it is. Whatever it is. You got a lost loved one that you've been interceding for, and they have proved to you for decades that they will not change. Yes, they will. They're not stronger than God. Now, he's not going to force them, but his love is what causes men to repent. The goodness of God causes men to repent. Don't give up. Be full of hope. Be full of faith. I thank God for all the things that have been conquered and gone out of the land for a long time. I thank God for that. My job is not to let any of them rebuild in my land. And the enemy wants me to think I'm always going to be that way. Just give it up, boy. No, I will not give up. My God is the God of hope. What has been is not what shall be. I don't care if it's been that way for 50 years. What has been is not what shall be. The God of hope. I have the light of life on the inside of me and the God of all possibilities. And I'm his little baby learning to walk in the light of life. And when I stumble, he doesn't kick me against the wall. He picks me up and smooches all over me. Washes me fresh in the blood of the Lamb. Says, walk again. I know you're going to do it this time. I know you're going to do it this time. That's walking in the light of life with a Father who loves you more than life itself.